The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Committed is he to the cause of liberty? He's here on a holiday weekend. That's right, Jonathan, my friend. Thank you so much for being with us.
Freedom never rests, Robert.
Yes, yes, indeed. And I will make an announcement right now into the new year already, heading into 20. Is it going to be 2015? Could that be?
It's painfully true, Robert.
Wow.
Modernity is here. For we old folks, this is the modern era.
Right, we're all going to be grandparents soon. Super Don already is. We're holding off. Not too quick, kids, okay? In 2015, the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is going to be kicking off Thursday evenings, Eastern Time, during our 7 o'clock p.m. hour on GCN, GCNlive.com, our syndicator and Natural News Radio. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, hosts us there. And so that's going to be the big news, a little transition to the weekday Sacred Fire of Liberty. Looking forward to that. But it's always, always good to be with my friend Jonathan. A big day in history, 1782. The peace accord in Paris was signed. Now, people, 1782, why are you talking about that now? Well, it matters if you love liberty. It matters if you love the ideal of America and the reason it was founded, the reason we fought against tyranny to establish a republican form of government and seemingly have lost it over the past 200 plus years. Jonathan Emord, give us a little history on this, because this is a big day. I think if I'd have known going into the show, I'd have focused 2 hours on it.
Well, General Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown to the General Washington's forces and those of Lafayette. And this was the pivotal moment when the British decided that they couldn't continue the campaign to prevent the Revolutionary War from reaching its fruition and the establishment, ultimately, of the United States, which took place in 1787 with the ratification of the Constitution in 1789. And then in 1791, the Bill of Rights is introduced in 1793. The whole package is completed with the ratification of the Bill of Rights. So each step in the direction of a country that would stand for freedom and that would have as the world's first a written constitution defining the limits of government power and making the individual sovereign, all of that would not have happened, of course, had the British prevailed. And, of course, the thing about the Revolutionary War that we must remember is that it truly is a miraculous event. We fought the most powerful army and navy in the world at that time, with a ragtag force that was largely undisciplined and largely unprepared for what they confronted with the British regulars, but beat them soundly over time, largely through the deft moves of a person who was not, by European standards, a very experienced soldier himself, but nevertheless was brave and was a tactician who's not been given enough credit for his brilliance, and that's George Washington. George Washington had initially decided that he wanted to make the major attack be in New York, but he was persuaded by Lafayette because the French fleet would be off the coast of Yorktown, that he ought to move and pivot and reconnoiter around Yorktown with the French.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Revolutionary soldiers and the French soldiers united there and formed a line that encircled Cornwallis and gave him only the sea to retreat. And when they saw the French flags flying above the French fleet off the coast, they decided that it was futile to fight, and they surrendered en masse, and that brought an end to the Revolutionary War and brought about the Treaty of Paris.
Well, it's interesting to consider that, that France did play a major role in supporting our efforts against the British. Of course, I guess that concept of the enemy of my enemy is my friend at the time, but when you talk about geopolitics, George Washington himself, you know, warned against entangling alliances, you know, at the dawn of our republic. And, you know, the question is, have we heeded Washington's warning? I think in a large measure we could say both parties have been guilty of abandoning those warnings that we were given.
The key language there is entangling. And Washington was not opposed to international treaty or alliances among states, but he was opposed to alliances that would tie the hands of the United States. And, you know, it's interesting, at the very start of the American Republic, the big thing that we were facing, among many others, but in the area of foreign affairs, was the Barbary states and terrorism. They were seizing American ships, taking Americans as hostages, and then demanding ransom. And by the end of the first administration, George Washington's administration, the United States was spending a good percentage, over half, of the budget of the United States in paying ransom to obtain the release of Americans captured by those in the Arab Kingdom who were along the Barbary States and were intent on bilking us of all of our funds by seizing people and torturing them and so on. And it was Thomas Jefferson who created the Marines. And Thomas Jefferson did so by insisting that the United States would not pay any more tribute whatsoever for terrorists and would instead create a military force and go over there and liberate our citizens from captivity and destroy the enemy. And so they did. They went to...
So there was precedent set there on a constitutional basis for defending our interests. How does that relate to, and Ron Paul brought it up years ago, people had never heard, because they didn't read the Constitution, the concept of letters of marque and reprisal.
Right. It allows us to enter into agreements for the purpose of, much as this, discontinuing actions against the United States and its allies, and to grant letters of marque and reprisal to merchant marine and so forth for the purpose of liberating our people who are in captivity. And there's a long tradition of the merchant marine, and so a lot of these things are really unique to our country. These types of relationships, the limitations on government power being expressed in a written constitution, the idea that rights were paramount, that the governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, all those things are unique to the United States. Never before in the history of the world was there a single instance in which a constitution of this sort, based on Lockean principles of defense for life, liberty, and property, ever created. And as Thomas Jefferson said at the time, we had created a ball of liberty that was rolling around the world. This notion we were a novel nation, the world was looking at us, was it possible for people to rule themselves? Was it possible for people to be free and not result in utter chaos or anarchy? And we proved that there could be a republic and that there could be freedom and that people could manage their own affairs and, in fact, could create a nation of unparalleled wealth and prosperity, precisely because for once in the history of the world, people were free and free to make their own choices about how they would expend their own resources.
Right.
And that's the definition of American liberty that is under assault
But Jonathan, don't you feel like we've gotten confused? I don't mean individually. You're not confused about this. I don't feel I'm confused. But many Americans, you know, millions in fact, confused about what it is we're fighting for. I don't mean internationally. I mean even domestically. As we tackle the Hegelian dialectic between Republicans and Democrats, and we pointed out faults in both sides over the years together doing this. But the what are we fighting for? If we look back to the Declaration of Independence and the War for Independence, and then, you know, 1782, the peace accords in Paris, we had something very definitive and clear that we were fighting for. And I don't believe that, would I dare say most Americans even understand what this liberty concept really is anymore? Because we've accepted such a reduced form of liberty that isn't liberty, it's an Orwellian form of liberty where you have to ask permission of the government to do just about anything and everything.
Well, people are quick to say that they love liberty, but they're not so quick to accept the responsibility of being free. Freedom is not at cost, is not without cost. Freedom comes with a cost. It's not simply the defense of your individual rights, but it's also bearing the responsibilities that come with the consequences of your free choices. And people are not willing today in the modern world to accept some of the consequences and responsibility of caring for those consequences that arise predictably from their own actions. And that's why we have such profligate government growth. It's a tempting proposition for a politician to tell a voter, don't worry about the responsibilities associated with the consequences of your actions. The government will pay for those. The government will provide for you so you can be free and not have to suffer the consequences of freedom. But of course, in economic terms, we understand that if there is no cost associated with something of value, that it will be abused. It will be purchased at a rate that is massive because you're not expending money. You can go to the doctor at any time you want if it's in a socialized medicine country, which results in a depletion of resources and a denial of anything other than mediocrity as far as the provision of care. That's true of all circumstances. That's the reason why the former Soviet Union could not survive was because, right, you know, you promise people a standard of living, an income, or a means to sustain themselves. And what you will achieve in the process is bringing everything that is above down, all those who are producers in the economy, being reduced to a state of servitude to the state, mm-hmm, and then all their resources being redistributed. Well, that can only happen so many times before people
stand by
up.
Jonathan, I apologize. We're up on a break, and we're going to talk about this. Rooted in liberty as we are, the sacred fire of liberty continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Moore. Has it declined? Can we regain it?
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Back now. Look at that. My brain is still on holiday. I'm glad Jonathan Ebord is here to ground me. Super Don's there on the board. Daniel at GCN, thank you all. 866-939-2355. Of course, you can look up Jonathan online. He writes for News with Views. We republish his articles at robertscottbell.com as well as Emord, E-M-O-R-D. com. We'll be moving the Sacred Fire of Liberty in the new year to Thursday evenings in the East Coast, 7 o'clock hour, and looking forward to that. But right now, Jonathan, what are we fighting for? Right? We talked about the 1782 peace accords and the dawning of the American Republic. We knew what we were fighting for. Now I argue that most people don't know what they're fighting for, because there's an article, you may want to comment on this, that we're arguing for various forms of socialism. How do I know? Well, here's an article. It says, fight brewing over Social Security benefits for illegal immigrants. Why are we having this argument? Why is there Social Security at all? I guess that's a big question. Maybe it's one that's just too politically incorrect to ask.
Well, it's a broken promise. Social Security, like all of the major entitlements, ends up being a broken promise. For a good long while, Social Security was provided. Initially, it was to be provided only for those who were indigent and only for those who were in extreme need. And over time, through the promises of politicians, it became an entitlement applicable to every American citizen. Same thing with Medicare being an outgrowth of Social Security and then being available to every single American citizen. And the costs of these programs outstripped their ability to be funded, such that we have over $62 trillion of unfunded liabilities through Social Security and Medicare, and those grow year after year, larger and larger numbers. This even caused Alice Rivlin, who was the head of the Council of Economic Advisors under Clinton, to say that the system is unsustainable, that it's not possible either to raise sufficient tax revenues to pay for it or to otherwise see the system of benefits and promises being satisfied, because it's just not financially possible to pay the providers what is necessary to keep the system going through the boomers and on to the next generation. And so what we have is something that is a false promise, that government, through redistribution of income, can provide for everyone's needs through Social Security and Medicare. And the solution is to back out of it. The solution is to create tax incentives for corporations and individuals to care for others that are significant. And in proportion to individuals and corporations entering into those systems, allowing them to divest themselves from involvement in Social Security and Medicare and get rid of the taxes. We were told at the founding of the Republic, the rallying cry, no taxation without representation. There's perhaps no more memorable rallying cry from the Revolutionary War era than that. No taxation without representation coming from the Sons of Liberty. And that very thing is what we suffer from today. We have over 200 independent federal regulatory agencies. They are headed by unelected officials, and those unelected officials create virtually all of the federal law that affects individuals on a day-to-day basis and businesses. And they are unelected. So we have, once again, taxation for these systems without representation, no power, no effect from the Congress, the courts, the American people to stop this bureaucratic oligarchy from dictating the outcome of choices that would otherwise be free. And that also has reduced enormously our freedom of choice and our opportunities and our ability to raise the standard of living in this country by growing the economic pie. So long as we serve government as our master, we are a slave. We are not a free people. Mm-hmm. And it was the intent of the founding generation to make government our servant, to make government our slave, to make us sovereign, and to ensure that our rights were paramount, that our freedom of choice and our decisions as to our how we would expend our own resources and how we would develop our own property would be protected from government. And that, of course, has been turned on its head.
Yeah, Jonathan, those that are framing the debate today are having people that even might call themselves conservative arguing for a much lesser form of freedom, right? Like, so that conservatives might say how outrageous it is that Social Security is going to be given to illegal immigrants. And our argument might be, well, why aren't you free to not participate in that system that is robbing from you and will never give you what you think you have paid into it?
But even in this world of second best where Social Security exists, we have patent lies being told. And in the case of President Obama, he told us earlier that we wouldn't be paying money for illegal immigrants' Social Security benefits and Medicare. But here we are.
There we go. Another layer of it. The Loss of Liberty or the Restoration of the Republic. A book by Jonathan Emord, along with The Rise of Tyranny, two of my favorite books, and I hope you'll pick them up. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Be back after this. Also, CEOs backing out of their tacit support for Obamacare? What's going on?
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Added an image of Restore the Republic. You just click on it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll be taking you to a very, very important book. It's something I've been trying to accomplish in my own small way for as long as the years when I started studying this, the real history that was hidden from me about our own republic. Republican form of government and the freedom that has been lost. Of course, in health freedom, that's where it really dawned on me, and then expanded out to every other area. And my good friend Jonathan Emord helped me to understand even more with his books, what he's done and you know, inside the Beltway to make a difference. And we're doing it. Whether they like it or not, Jonathan, we're doing it.
Let the truth be told, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be told.
Now, on the Obamacare side of things, interesting, the CEOs are kind of withdrawn their support, whether it was overt or tacit, whatever they call it, because you know the federal government, the executive branch, is attacking those CEOs who are supportive of something called wellness programs. That you'd think you would be for wellness, but what is it about this wellness that Obamacare is not for?
Well, they created this provision within the Obamacare law that allows for the development of wellness programs. And, of course, in the real world, to determine whether someone is eligible for participation in a wellness program, you have to have some way of monitoring their compliance and determining their eligibility, which means that they have to be tested. And as soon as the testing became a part of these wellness programs for many of the major Fortune 500 companies, the EEOC took interest and said, under the Americans with Disabilities Act, you cannot test because that is a indication or a form of discrimination against those who might have some physical disability. And this has enraged many CEOs and has caused them, who these are the very CEOs who had kowtowed to President Obama by going to the White House and being browbeaten into accepting Obamacare and then coming out saying, well, it's a pretty good program, let's all rally behind it, to realize that when you part with freedom, when you give up your ability to decide and turn it over to the government, then you really cannot call the shots anymore. You may think that you're a big Fortune 500 company that can have a wellness program the way you want it, but not so under Obamacare. There's a new monster in town, and that is the federal government, and it's going to tell you what you can cannot do. And just because you're a Fortune 500 company, just because you have billions of dollars at your disposal, it doesn't matter to President Obama, and it doesn't matter to the bureaucracy. They're going to run this the way they want to run it, and your job is to obey. That's they're realizing that stark reality, and several of them have said that they will challenge Obamacare now. They're going to shift their position 180 degrees, do what they should have done at the start, but they thought they would be able to work out a deal, is the common characteristic of a lobbying environment, that a bad law will come into place. It'll drive out competitors who can't afford it. You'll be able to offer special privileges to people. You'll get the lion's share of benefits, and all will be well. But not so with the wellness care programs. They're going to have to eschew those programs, and that's a big hit.
Yeah.
Because that had some significant employee benefits that they were counting upon to offset costs associated with Obamacare, and that is not going to happen.
Well, including the general health and wellness of the people working for them, so that the actual expenditures toward what they call health care, what I might argue is disease management, would be radically altered in a positive sense, that the cost would go down. Because the healthy people require less of what they're covering in Obamacare primarily, which, of course, is drugs and allopathic interventions.
But even that is a lie, because while the wellness programs were supposed to be something that were encouraged by this law, the fact of the matter is that it's going to be HHS that determines what qualifies as an appropriate wellness program. And we know from their history with Medicare of determining what constitutes medically reasonable and necessary treatment that any form of alternative care is rejected as not covered, because they don't believe that it should be a part of, well, frankly, the real reason is that the powers that be at HHS are the drug companies.
Right.
And if the drug companies don't want a source of competition, it doesn't happen. And of course they don't. And so all of these things that are non-drug interventions that result in the maintenance of good health or reduction in the risk of disease are rejected as non-covered. And so even if they could develop wellness programs, most of what they would develop would not be capable of being covered anyway because they wouldn't recognize them as appropriate wellness means. And that's another thing that misled a lot of companies along the way, too.
Yeah, I want to come back to this permission culture that we've devolved into. And it's one thing to be polite and ask permission if you're borrowing something that isn't yours or you want to walk across somebody's property. It's a shortcut. You ask permission. That's appropriate. When you're a child, you ask permission of your mom and dad. But as parents now, as moms and dads, as grandparents, we have misplaced this permission concept into the government's realm and said, dear government, dear leader, fearless leader, whatever you want to say, please can I, you know, fill in the blank. And one of my favorite sayings that I've said in the 10th Amendment Center just recently put out a video promotion of it when I was speaking at their Nullify Now conference, stop asking for permission where none is required. But somewhere along the way, Americans were convinced that they required permission of the government to do just about anything and everything, particularly when it comes to health and healing, like to heal from a disease that is, via unapproved methods, substances, energies from doctors who have been unapproved by government. And in this state, we have a nanny state in existence.
Well, one of the things that feeds into that is the development of a thing called unconstitutional conditions, where in originally understood, any condition the government would place upon your exercise of a right is a violation of that right. The government can't say, well, we'll allow you to speak in a public square, but only if you pay $15 an hour to be up on the podium. The government can't do that. Or says, the only area in which we will allow you to distribute newspapers is in this one block of a city where you may have a newspaper stand, but only if you pay $50,000 for a stand. The government can't prevent the distribution of information. It can't prevent these things, can't condition the distribution of these things upon such limitations that are arbitrary like this kind. And so it is that modern government has frequently taken rights that you otherwise would have without any limitation whatsoever and conditioned your exercise of those rights upon compliance with prior restraints, limits that you would agree in advance to adhere to constrict your freedom. And so you abide by a position that causes you to form in mass with all the others in the same market a very narrow road. It squelches innovation. It denies freedom of expression. It makes for a very boring environment in which there is far less dynamism than characterizes a open and free market.
Right. And my problem, Jonathan, is I don't conform to that very well, if at all.
Yeah, you're not a conformist, Robert. You're not a never have been big on serfdom, Robert. You really don't like the road to serfdom.
Yeah. In case anybody was wondering, it's not subtle here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We love liberty and we live it. And we have these unconstitutional conditions, and you talk about prior restraints. And the people have been beaten down to the point where they accept it as a normal way of life. It might be normal, but it's not healthy. It's not freedom. Right, I talk about people that come to see me as a homeopath over the years. They might say, I had a question earlier today, menopausal problems, a woman in menopause having very extreme symptoms. Now, menopause is reclassified as a disease by the FDA because if you put out a remedy for menopause, you're now, an unlicensed, unapproved new drug. You know, and menopause used to be a natural transition from one time period in a woman's life, childbearing years, to the non-childbearing years. And yet, we have now devolved into that point where we accept things to be normal that aren't real in terms of the liberty we would have to address them, however, without asking for permission.
It is, there's a great quote by former Justice Louis Brandeis about insidious encroachment by men of zeal, well-intended but without understanding. It's these people who think in this paternalistic sort of way that they can decide what's in your own best interest better than you can. That I, as a government official, can determine what is in the American people's best interest based on what I, as an official given the power to do so, decide. without regard to your individual preferences, without regard to your individual circumstances, without regard to those things that otherwise would be free elections, I can just institute a fiat, which is a rule that applies to everybody, regardless of their circumstance, without need to prove that any of you has done anything wrong, of harm or consequence to anyone else. I can put in place this rule, which will dictate what your choice will be on any particular matter. And, you know, the quintessential example of that abuse is Obamacare, mm-hmm. where whether you like it or not, you must buy health insurance or suffer a tax consequence. And that is a really an extreme example of denial of freedom of choice. As we talked about before, all free choice involves consequences. And if you decide that you wish to have no health insurance, you may have consequences associated with that if you elect a course that is profligate. You drink to alcohol to, and you smoke and you do these various things. Well, those things are perhaps examples of your exercise of liberty, but they do carry with them consequences, such as disease states and shorter longevity and greater hardship. Well,
sure.
If that's your choice, I shouldn't have to pay for the consequences of your actions. I shouldn't have to pay for your lung cancer and your emphysema and your cirrhosis of the liver, and, you know, I shouldn't have to pay for that. That's your choice.
Well, and I would argue that having really good medical insurance, whether it be under Obamacare or even much of what was afforded to us, if you will, allowed by insurance companies to cover, was more dangerous than not having anything at all. And I've dealt with the consequences of those people with good medical insurance for many years coming to me for help because what the doctors were able and willing to do because they were covered by third parties. Stick around, kids. We got lots more healing to go. One more segment. Political healing, economic healing, healing the level of which is your birthright with Jonathan Emord, my good friend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back after this to wrap it up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, just thinking about something else the FDA could ban or fight against the freedom to have, vitamin G. Vitamin G for gratitude. You know how many diseases gratitude helps you overcome and even prevent? Just the vitamin L, the love we talk about, the gratitude. Wow. So that, of course, if it can actually reverse disease, it will be banned. So look out. But we're here and we're protected. Very good friend, Jonathan E. Ward, the FDA Dragon Slayer, who also I am grateful for. Jonathan, thank you.
Well, the feeling's mutual, Robert. I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for the freedoms that we have left in this country and for the right to fight for them, mm-hmm. which is still ours. We still have a great opportunity to reverse the ravages of government. And I think during the break, your producer was mentioning that these ridiculous circumstances where people with some means are trying to help those without by giving them food and are being accosted by state and local authorities in some locations, local authorities, I guess, for being generous and for giving out food to the homeless. That's just outrageous. Can you think of a more ridiculous thing at this day and age? You mean to say that the only source of support that you're going to give to these people who are in need is from the government? Right. You don't want private giving in the form of food to people who need it? I mean, it's just it's disgusting, Robert.
I remember on Ron Paul's desk, he had, remember, don't steal, the government hates competition. We've got to add one. Don't be charitable. The government hates competition for that, too, even though what they do is not charity, because by the theft at the force of a gun, they take and repurpose what you might have for you and your family and your ability to give freely to those in need. And they take it and they pretend they're going to be the charitable ones. And that charitable stuff doesn't really get to where it needs to go. And if it does, it's a pittance and it creates dependence rather than charity that would support somebody back to some level of independence.
Yeah, this is an example of how the government can be the Grinch that stole Christmas and never have its heart grow two sizes too large, never undergo a form of repentance, and never allow the individuals to have their gifts back. We've reached a stage where any free choice is deemed a potential threat to government control, as opposed to any act of government control is reprehensible unless it is based upon a necessity to defend the rights of others from being harmed or violated. So it really is bizarre. I mean, here you have these people who want to give away food, being prosecuted, brought up on charges, told that this is an actionable offense to go out there and hand someone who doesn't have a meal. It's just disgusting. And that's because we are now in a state in which exercise of free choice is circumscribed so strictly by government regulation that even people who would think the last thought in your mind, if you're out there, is if I'm going to help someone who's in dire need, the government is going to come in and stand in my way. But no, that's a real circumstance that happens. And it is because our freedom has become really, we're holding on to it by a thread that is not thick. It's rather frayed.
Yeah. And we started today talking about the Treaty of Paris from 1782. Standing up for something that is worth fighting for. Not that we advocate violence, that's not at all the case, but listen, we were born of violence to secure our liberty. And you recognize that people are holding you down, subjugating you, enslaving you. Sometimes you have to be willing to stand up at great risk to, you know, personal safety, like our founder, the founding fathers did, and many of them lost so much. And they, you know, the question is, would we be able to hold on to this concept of a Republican form of government that limits the government? Or would we allow them to run roughshod over, our kids yet to be, although they're living in a form of tyranny that does exist, may not be as overt in some ways as the dictators that we know about in history. But nonetheless, anything less than real liberty to me is an offense.
Right. It was George Washington who told us, let there be no change by usurpation, for though in one instance it may be an instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. And yet, a modern government lives by usurpation of power, of rights. And we just, unfortunately, have become so accustomed to it happening that we're not in a state of alarm. We may be dismayed, but we're not in a state of alarm. And we really need to get back to where we are in a state of alarm whenever government does these things.
Yeah, get your freedom senses tingling, and you'll know when it has been lost or if it's been lost already, and maybe we can navigate our way out of this. Certainly, if you read Jonathan Emord's books, read his writings, and join us here every week for the Sacred Fire of Liberty on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you'll be plugged in. You'll know what to do, at least a little better direction, we hope. I love that we're able to do this, Jonathan, every week.
Great, Robert.
All right, with that, the message... it remains true. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
let me guess. Beta-glucan.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.